Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this good afternoon, this good night, we are going to discuss a very tragic story that happened yesterday, April 10th, 2024, to an individual that goes by Mystic Lipstick on Twitter. Mystic Lipstick is a influencer in the realm of astrology. So tarot cards, spirituality, Reiki healing, which is sound healing. I believe so. I could be wrong. But nonetheless, she is a spiritual guru and influencer, self-proclaimed, and has over 100,000 followers on Twitter. Now, I just got done reading her tweets from the past 3 to 4 weeks. And I can tell that there is some spiritual psychosis going on, which I have firsthand experience in, and we will discuss that. But Mystic Lipstick, which her name is Ayoki, let me confirm that. Ayoka, excuse me, her name was Ayoka, was killed yesterday by her own doing. She murdered her children, one survived, and she murdered her partner, the father of her children. I don't know if they were married or not, or together. She did this while on a highway, driving, after she threw her kids out the car and stabbed her husband to death. We're not clear if that's her husband or boyfriend, and we're also not clear if the stabbing happened before or after throwing the children out of the moving car. It's very hard for me to say this because it hits close to home, because this could have been anybody, and especially me, and I will say why. And out of respect, I don't have any music on for this podcast. Every other podcast has music in the background. But out of respect for the lives that were lost yesterday, and out of respect for people's beliefs, and out of respect for people's experiences with their mental health, Ayoka was a beautiful woman. Okay? I believe she suffered from spiritual psychosis leading up to the eclipse season. On April 8th, we had a solar eclipse. And we haven't had a solar eclipse in, I don't know if it's been years or centuries, but it's been a long time. And the last time it happened, I believe America was in Civil War, I believe, or like World War II. Don't quote me on that. But nonetheless, we had an eclipse on April 8th, and it was very cool. Those of us who got to see it in person, those of us who saw it online, like, it was very cool. But to spiritualists like Ayoka, this wasn't just any other event in the sky. It was the oncoming of the apocalypse, according to her Twitter, according to her tweets. She believes that the apocalypse is a revealing of something and not the end of something. She did tweet that. And I will reveal verbatim. And I'm going to read verbatim her tweets. So let me just go to the tweet about the apocalypse. She tweeted, "Apocalypse means an unveiling of things not previously known. It's a lot of going on right now." So she tweeted this on March 28th. So about 2.5 weeks ago, she tweeted it about the apocalypse. And she has a pinned tweet. Her Twitter is at MysticXLipstick. So she has a pinned tweet, which is a tweet that you can pin on the top of your page that says, You should go to her Twitter. Wake up, wake up. The apocalypse is here. Everyone who has ears, listen. And that everyone who has ears, listen is a rendition and literation from the book of Revelations in the Bible, which leads me to believe that she was having a religious psychosis because she was tying themes from the book of Revelations from the Bible into her tweets. She goes on to say, your time to choose what you believe is now. If you believe a new world is possible for the people, retweet now. There is power in choice. There is power in choice. Repost to make the choice for the collective. Now, people are saying that she ended up murdering her family and then herself because she crashed into a tree after killing her husband and her children. She crashed into a tree. I don't know if that was on purpose or if she was just so, you know, erratic that she lost control of the vehicle. But nonetheless, she lost control of the vehicle and she lost her life. And here we are having a discourse about religious psychosis. Let me just read you more of her tweets because they are quite disturbing. So just 6 days ago, she writes, this eclipse is the epitome of spiritual warfare. Get your protection on and your heart in the right place. The world is very obviously changing right now. And if you ever needed to pick a side, the time to do right in your life is now. Stay strong and you got this. And then she retweets her pinned tweet, which says, wake up, the apocalypse is here. This was 5 days ago. Everyone who has ears to listen, your time to choose what you believe is now. If you believe a new world is possible for the people, retweet now. There is power in choice. There is power in choice. Repost to make the choice for the collective. And again, you can read all her tweets at Mystic X Lipstick on X or Twitter. She goes on to say, 6 days ago, if any spiritual account is not revealing the truth right now, they are fake. They are lies. They have sold out and are on the wrong side. Wake up. Wake up. There is power in your choice. There is power in your consent. We can do it. And then at this point, a week ago, up until her death, people in the comments under her tweets were calling her out as being a fear monger. But I believe her psychosis was just progressing. And she was spiraling further until she eventually hit rock bottom where she threw her baby, her 8-month-old, out of the window of a moving car and someone ran over it, the baby. And that leads me to question, I'm sorry, I'm going to get very graphic, trigger warning. That leads me to question the crime scene of the baby. It's on the freeway. The body's on the freeway. There's no telling if the body's been dragged. It's a baby. It's an 8-month-old baby. Fragile. The bones are not calcified. So, like, if you run over a baby, it's like running over a bug. Oh, God. And, like, what if it would happen repeated times? And just the trauma of the person who ran over the baby. And then the shutdown of the whole freeway. I remember one time a guy committed suicide by jumping off the overpass in Phoenix on the 101. And I couldn't get to school for half the day because they were cleaning up the crime scene. I was in a bus. I was stuck on 99th Avenue on the west side. You know, I'm going to speak from experience because I have something to say. I used to read and dabble in tarot cards and I used to make money on my Instagram because I got really good at it. And apparently I was reaching some type of information or whatever. I just went with what I thought was my intuition. I went and I was smoking a lot of weed and I was probably being a host for a bunch of spirits that are evil, not evil, who's really to say, I can't really know the spirits. I don't really know who's, you know, you're just an open vessel. And I was doing a lot of drugs and I was reading for people. And I'm not saying that she was doing drugs. I'm just saying that when you open yourself up to the spiritual world with tools like tarot cards, crystals, and reading people and Reiki and all this spiritual new age stuff, you open yourself up to influence that could be negative. And as Christians will say, demonic. So, I, back in 2021, used to read for people and not living a healthy lifestyle. And I used to, say I'm connecting with the energies. I had sage, I had Palo Santos, I had crystals, I had an altar, I had all this stuff, candles. Like, I wasn't doing any spell work, but I studied the tarot really good and I started to read for people. And then word got out that I was really good, so I started to charge people. And next thing you know, I'm making like $300 a day. This happened all in a month. I shit you not. It took me like 2 weeks outside of that month to learn tarot. But once I learned it and started reading for other people, it took me a month to start earning $300 a day from people just reaching out. And I noticed that around my home, things were shifting. In my mentality, things were shifting. In my home, the shift would be like, it almost like someone in the room with me. I shit you not. Almost like some presence is watching me. Back when I was practicing reading for people and being an influencer, a mini influencer for astrology, it got to a point where I was feeling the energy of dead people. It got to a point where I was being woken up in the middle of the night by people that just the thought of them would wake me up, but they would have been people that would have been passed on, if that makes sense. So you do open yourself. And once I realized that I was allowing weird things to happen in my home and to my mind through the tarot card book, through the tarot cards, through the crystals, through the sage, through the Palo Santos, through all of those new age tools, I threw them all out. And I stopped reading for people. I stopped taking money. And I started to follow Christ again. And like, you know, I fall off my path here and there, but I get back on. But nobody's perfect. But I share that to say that the spiritual world, the world that she dabbles in, or she did dabble in, is very real. The stuff that she's speaking on is very real. It's just unfortunate that she was victim of the things that she was speaking on. I feel like there's good and bad in everything. Whatever you believe in, I feel like, whether it be atheism, which is belief in nothing, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, Taoism, any other isms, you know, I feel like there is an extreme side to it. I feel like there's a way that you can take these things, these religions, to an extreme. And I think that's what happened here. And I also think she was having mental health issues. What type of mental health issues? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I can recognize symptoms in myself when I had religious psychosis 3 years ago, 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago. And I remember thinking that the world was ending. I remember thinking that Jesus was coming back to save me and only me. I remember thinking that him and I conspired to trick humanity together. Like, we were some type of Harley Quinn and the Joker type couple, Jesus and I. Just pure madness and insanity. And lo and behold, I was dealing with mental health issues, and I'm diagnosed, and I'm living proof that with medicine and sleep and proper diet and some exercise goes a long way with mental health. You know, I looked at her tweets and that reminded me of my tweets in 2020 when COVID happened. I thought COVID was like the rapture. I thought people were being raptured by being infected with COVID and then dying, being taken to heaven. And I couldn't understand why I wasn't being taken. And then I thought I was going to get COVID and die. So I tattooed my leg, my art name, so people could Google me. It was just a bunch of shit. And like, I feel so bad for, I will say, one of her children, 9 years old, survived being pushed out of the vehicle while it was moving, being driven. You know, my heart goes out to him or her. You know, when you're 9 years old, it's like you start questioning things, and it's already a weird age at that time. But like, to just have this experience on top of it is just fucking gut-wrenching. And like, I don't even know how to react. I want to cry so bad. And I'm sure this story is going to blow up on the news, on major podcasts. It's already blowing up on my podcast. I'm already talking about it. It's like, because you guys need to know about religious psychosis. When you're not taking care of yourself, and when you're opening yourself up to things spiritually, you become a vessel. And whatever enters you could be positive or negative, and it could wreak havoc. Whatever entered her spirit, whatever was allowed to take control, or you see, she tweeted a lot about choices during the solar eclipse season. She did. Let me read it again. If any spiritual account, this was 6 days ago, if any spiritual account is not revealing the truth right now, they are fake. What truth was she talking about? The truth that she thinks that the world is ending, that the apocalypse is happening, that there's a great divide among us, that there's a great spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare has been here since the first two people on Earth, in my opinion. You know, spiritual warfare is nothing new. You know, she continues to say they have sold out and are on the wrong side. Wake up, wake up. There is power in your choice. Indeed, there is power in your choice. So I can sit here and I can speculate like it's fact, and I can state like it's fact that she was influenced by some odd entity by dabbling in tarot cards and being a reader and being an influencer in astrology. But let's play devil's advocate on that. Let's say nothing entered her. Let's say she wasn't influenced by any bad spirits to do this stuff because of what she practices from a Christian's point of view. Let's just play devil's advocate. Let's just say, you know, it is what it is. She is who she is, but nonetheless, she killed her family and then killed herself because she thought that solar eclipse was going to bring on the apocalypse. In my experience, it could be devastating to have something in your mind be built up to happen. And when it doesn't happen, it's almost worse than if it did happen. I mean, she was talking about the end of the world happening. That's a big deal. And for that prediction not to become true, I wonder if she felt some level of panic in the form of maybe embarrassment, maybe a little bit of shame, to where it drove her crazy to the point of this ends today. She was trying to sell spell work 6 days ago, and she was trying to sell candles 6 days ago, specifically to deal with the energies of the eclipse, the solar eclipse. So let me read you some tweets that I saw from the 25th of March. So Ayoka says, on the 25th of March, this eclipse period has been crazy. We're going to be lining up with our best outcomes and minding our business to get where we need to go. Boy, this did not age gracefully. On the 28th of March, she says, magic is real, spirits are real, gods are real, devils are real, religion is not. But she takes literacy from the book of Revelations, okay? Anything that bars personal interaction and the spirit world is not. Anything that tells you the spirit world is limited to just prayers is to one set of gods is not real. It's not real. Know your gods. Okay. You see, and like her doing this is going to create a ripple effect. Like her death and the legacy of the death itself is going to create a huge ripple effect in the astrology community. Because how could someone who is a spiritual leader, a spiritual healer, all these amazing things to non-believers, to the non-believer of Christ, to the non-believer of Allah, to the non-believer of any God that says that this type of practice is bad, totally loves New Age spirituality and will protect it against Christians till the end of their life because it's a pride thing, I guess. All I'm trying to say, you guys, is be careful who you let influence you. Be careful with astrology readers. Be careful with tarot cards. Be careful. And I got to take my own advice too. I watch readings online. I don't go get personal ones, but I'll watch a collective reading for the signs. You know, I'm not perfect. But after recording, I think I'm going to stay away from all of it because at the end of the day, whether if you look at this spiritually or logically, something don't add up. How could you go from being a record? She does music. She sings. How can you go from singing and being a mother to just all of a sudden murdering your family on the onset of a solar eclipse? I'm sorry, something snapped, and it you have to be careful of what you are putting in your mind. And I'm gonna say it now, even though I'm not a doctor and I can't diagnose her, I believe she was suffering from some form of mental illness. It could have been schizophrenia, could have been bipolar, it could have been postpartum because her baby was 8 months old. It could have been a combination of mental disorders. But what I witness in her Twitter is something that I used to do when I would not be taking care of myself and my bipolar. I would get into religious psychosis. I would say weird things online. I would delete my accounts only to come back and feel embarrassed and have to build up my accounts again. This year is the first year I feel like I'm not going through a religious psychosis or any psychosis. And it's always around March and April and May. Starts in March, peaks in April, ends in May. That happened when I was 24. Happened when I was 25, 26, 27. And then now I'm 28. This month, when I saw this story headline that she killed her family due to the onset of the eclipse, The headline literally said astrology influencer killed family due to onset of solar eclipse. And like, just me remembering where my mindset was when I was reading tarot cards for people, and just my mindset under psychosis of when I was in psychosis, and combining the two, I could imagine myself being in the same spot. I don't think I would hurt other people. I think I would hurt myself. Or if someone was immediately around me, I'd probably hurt them. But man, you know, the eclipse is something that should have triggered me. Because I had the tendency, like I said, I went through religious psychosis from 24 to 27 every year, from March to May, every year, like clockwork, like a period. And it didn't happen for me this year. You know why? Because I'm on my fucking medication. I'm aware of my mental health diagnosis. I'm an advocate of mental health. I can recognize and mental health in other people and in myself, which was something I wasn't able to do before. I'm learning about treatments, about mental health. I'm talking about mental health, about what works and what doesn't for me. And like, because no one knows, not even the doctors know what the fuck they're doing. Like the most people, the most insight on mental health comes from people with mental health. It's just unfortunate that we weren't able to see for sure or know for sure if she was dealing with something mentally or not. If she did not murder her family and kept on tweeting erratically and fear-mongering like she was, I wonder if she would have landed in the psych ward. Because the things she was saying, let me read them. The thing she was saying, first of all, she's very anti-Jewish. Very anti-Jewish. She is very upfront about it. She's a conspiracy theorist. Conspiracy is about free energy and climate change and warning threats in the U.S. She retweeted something. This is breaking. U.S. intelligence officials are warning of violence targeting mass gatherings days before millions gather to watch the eclipse. So she was feeding her mind with crap media. With, who is Colin Rugg? You can buy a blue check nowadays, and AI can make videos nowadays better than we can. So who's to say that this guy that she's retweeting about a solar eclipse and breaking news and potential violence against mass gatherings, she's feeding into, she's on psychosis. She's already spiritual, so in her mind, everything connects. And when you're on psychosis and you're not spiritual, that's when your mind connects the dots that aren't really there. But if you're already spiritual, you're connecting dots that you're not sure are there, but could be. But if you're on psychosis, you're connecting so many damn dots that you think are correct, and that everything's correct, and that you're supreme, and that everything is absolute truth through your mind, and your mind only. And it's scary. She also tweeted some false news saying that the FDA admitted it was intentionally deceiving Americans on ivermectin, which is a drug used to treat COVID-19. So she's very into conspiracy theories. And she has, her account following is at 103,900 followers. Like I said, she's a recording artist, she's a Reiki master and teacher, and she is an astrology influencer. It's just really sad. It's just really, 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 really sad. And all it would take is a visit to the psych ward, getting evaluated, getting stabilized, and getting treatment upon discharge of the psych ward. Because if I was her friend and I saw this in her Twitter, I would have intervened or at least tried. You know, thank God for people like that. I have a friend named Taryn. We're still friends to this day. She saw this behavior in me and she did not know me from a can of paint. She did not know if my psychosis was my regular behavior or what. She met me one day for 8 hours. We followed each other on Instagram and, you know, pretty girls recognize pretty girls and pretty girls respect pretty girls. So we've had that connection and we both stand on our own business and like we both respect each other. But I say that to say she didn't know me. She sent me $50. She sent me a plate of food. She dropped off marijuana for me to calm down because she knew I was tripping. And then lo and behold, I ended up in the psych ward and I ended up on medicine. And then repeat, repeat, repeat until I learned my lesson. The solar eclipse, the Gaza war, all the worldwide events happening would have been a trigger for me if I wasn't on my medicine. If I wasn't drinking water, if I wasn't sleeping, if I wasn't eating, even though I don't want to be this way. I got to take care of my brain so I can function. So you can function. So this doesn't happen again. This is just tragic. And rest in peace to that man she killed and the children that she killed. And my heart goes out to the child that survived. And my heart goes out to her. She's facing so many consequences spiritually right now. I can only imagine. And I thank God that it wasn't you and it wasn't me. Take your meds. Go get checked. This is Candace with the Man and Candace podcast. Thank you for listening. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, whenever and wherever. I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye.